Construction work resumed this week on a long-stalled project to build a space for startup businesses in a western Massachusetts city. After a hiatus of nearly 17 months, the $7 million project to renovate an historic building to create the Springfield Innovation Center is back on track. On Wednesday, Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal and Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin announced $200,000 in historic preservation tax credits for the project. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Nick Vintralakis, chairman of Develop Springfield, the organization behind the creation of the Innovation Center.
The project has restarted. We have our financing and our funding in place. We're excited to announce that construction has started again. We're on target to be complete by the end of the year. So that's where we are in terms of the project itself. Very appreciative of Secretary Galvin, Congressman Neal being here. Secretary Galvin announced an additional $200,000 worth of state historic tax credits to the project, which are critically important. Projects like this don't happen without state and federal historic tax credits. So we appreciate both the state and federal credits that have come in. And
why the delay in the construction of the Innovation Center?
Well, we had some challenges with regard to costs exceeding our budget, which led to some financing issues and ultimately an issue with our construction firm. Those issues have all been ironed out. Our financing is in place through Mass Development. Thanks to them for coming in and working with us to get it back on track. And with our construction firm, we're able to work out our differences and get back to work. So everything is back on track at this point.
The project stopped in April of 2017, right? But you just started up now, August 2018.
Yeah.
How much work is left? And describe what's going on. You're renovating
sure.
a historic building,
yes,
a building
yeah.
that dates back to the 1920s,
correct.
If I'm correct.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so right now, the biggest piece that'll be visible will be the facade, and that's a significant cost and a significant project in getting the facade up and running. In addition to that, there's quite a bit of electrical and HVAC work that needs to be completed, and then finish work for our tenant, Valley Venture Mentors, who will be coming in. So there's some finish work that needs to happen inside as well.
You have just the one tenant?
They're our primary tenant. We do have other tenants. We have a tenant, Any Cafe, which is actually a VVM graduate, an entrepreneur that's doing great things, and so we're happy to have them. And then our plan is to tenant up the remainder of the building with potentially other entrepreneurial firms that have come out of the VVM program and others. There'll be a cafe at the ground level, the Ground Up Cafe, and we're looking forward to that coming together as well.
So how much space do you have available for potential tenants?
Well, I'd say at this point there's probably a couple thousand square feet that's available at the moment. We're looking at potentially adding to that as we finish various elements of the project, but there is square footage available right now.
What's the point of this? Why? What do you hope to accomplish with an innovation center in downtown Springfield?
Yeah, I mean it's multifold. I would say though, first and foremost, the goal of Develop Springfield is to stimulate economic development and take on those difficult projects that have really been neglected. And this is a perfect example of that. It does both those things. Number one, this is a very historic property, the Trinity Block. It's right smack dab in the middle of the Central Business District downtown, the Transformative Development Initiative District that Mass Development's created, and unfortunately it's in disrepair. It's a complicated, difficult project, but we're going to get it back up online from a physical perspective. In terms of economic development, we couldn't have a better program and tenant in there than Valley Venture Mentors, who's going to come in and bring in entrepreneurs and develop them and help stimulate their work and get them turning out other businesses and growing throughout the city. So it's a perfect fit for us in terms of our mission, and we're very excited.
What's the final cost for this, and where did you get the funding from?
So we're going to be at about $7 million is our total project costs. We've gotten funding from a variety of sources. As I mentioned, federal credits, thanks to Congressman Neal, $1.2 million in federal historic tax credits, $650,000 in total state historic tax credits, thanks to Secretary Galvin. We had a $2 million grant from Mass Development. We had several private funders, including Mass Mutual and the Davis Foundation, the Beverage Foundation, just to name a few. And so we're very, very thankful and appreciative of all their efforts. A multitude of other funders, and then financing from Mass Development, Common Capital, Berkshire Bank, a litany of folks that have been involved with this.
So if someone with a business idea out there is listening right now, how can they find out more about the Innovation Center and maybe getting space in it?
Yeah, well, I think if they're already up and running and are looking for space to kind of further advance their mission, definitely to give us a call at Develop Springfield, and we'd love to have them in our building. In terms of becoming an entrepreneur or having a seed of an entrepreneurial vision and wanting to grow that and develop it, I'd say contact Valley Venture Mentors.